Mr. Chairman, I have to take the floor to react on some very perverted, and I stress upon perverted, information which was heard earlier today from the Russian representative with regard to my country. But I will try to be brief. For the second time in a row, we face the attempts of the Russian Federation to seriously politicize our discussions, bringing the elements of hysteria and confrontation in our deliberations. I'm not going to go as slow as this Russian delegate, I don't see him now in the room, who yesterday resorted to personal insults towards me. What does it mean? It just reflects the level of professionalism of that Russian representative and lack of any substantive comments on his part. With regards to his groundless allegations of this morning concerning the legitimacy of my government, I would like to remind that the presidential and parliamentary elections in Ukraine in 2014 were free, democratic, held in full conformity with national legislation and international standards. The turnout was high. The vast majority of Ukrainian citizens from all regions of the country, including temporary occupied Crimea, participated in the voting process, thereby confirming full representativeness and legitimacy of their will, whether Russia likes it or not. In light of the upcoming elections in Ukraine in 2019, we are quite aware about the threat emanating from the Russian Federation in the context of its potential intrusion in the electoral process with the use of different tools of its hybrid warfare. Ukraine is not the only country in the world in relation to which Russia attempts to impose its will through meddling in the democratic electoral process. We will be very well prepared to this challenge and would like to call upon other states to remain vigilant in this regard. Sticking exactly to the point of our deliberations, yesterday we expressed deep concern about the collections of microorganisms at our national biosecurity system facilities now located on the Russia-occupied territories. We insist that Russia must be held accountable for its wrongdoings. We fully support the endeavors of the chair to channel our discussions in the constructive track without politicization, which Russia is actively trying to impose during the last 2 days. In this regard, we call upon the chair to take all necessary measures within his mandate if needed. I thank you.